It's time for the Royal Rumble. This Sunday, 30 men and 30 women will be competing in the Royal Rumble. First time ever we're going to have two Royal Rumble events, and I, for one, I'm very, very excited. Hello there. Welcome along to Proper Sport Does WWE. My name is Tom Maguire. Usually I'm joined on the other side of the studio by the wrestling expert that is Richard Shortright. But the Richard Shortright is on the line, though, and I'm pleased to say I can chat to him now. Richard, how are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited. We're getting, obviously, WrestleMania, you get much, much excited, but this is one of those times of year that is truly wonderful to be a wrestling fan.
It is, because we are on the road to WrestleMania, which includes, is it Fastlane, or have they got rid of that now?
I think it is Fastlane and Elimination Chamber.
Elimination Chamber, and the Hall of Fame, and the big NXT takeover, and it's all exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. First off, the Women's Royal Rumble, we've previewed it, and we have sort of previewed it, and we've said how we'd book it. There's going to be 30 people. From what I'm gathering, there's about 18 on the roster that can be coming in. So,
but when we worked this out before, and I think we worked it out before Absolution and the Riot Squad existed. Mm. So I'm not sure how we've still got 18 and still got loads of spaces left for people. There's going to be loads of random NXT people who no one's heard of, and the crowd will go, when they come out, won't they?
I imagine so. One of the things that's already taken the shine off this for me is that Stephanie McMahon is going to be on the announcing team.
She's going to win it, isn't she?
She's going to enter at 30
she's
and win 10 it.
To, she's 10 to 1 to win it.
Worth a pound, I'm telling you. The McMahon's unbelievable. But yeah, who are you expecting, perhaps, to come out of this as the winner of the Women's Royal Rumble?
I think, because she hasn't beaten Alexa Bliss before the Royal Rumble, I think it'd be Asuka. Because it makes sense that she's undefeated. So if she beats everyone in the Royal Rumble, she's still undefeated. Although she loses, they'll probably say it doesn't count. But it just gets confusing then. So I still think, I can't really make a case for anyone else to win and go to WrestleMania to face the champion. There's no big contender, it seems, is there, on the SmackDown side to challenge Charlotte at the moment?
Maybe Becky, I don't know. I doubt it.
I mean, she would be the, I guess if you have a Friends Mega Powers Collapse kind of thing at WrestleMania, in a very minor sense. But there's no one else really who, Ruby Riott, a bit too early, isn't it, for her to be in a featured match at WrestleMania against Charlotte. I can't think of anyone else on the SmackDown side who is going to win, so I think it has to be someone from Raw, and therefore it is the Empress of Tomorrow who will go on and win the Royal Rumble and then beat Alexa Bliss at WrestleMania with the title, probably.
So you're going Asuka as your top pick?
Yes.
Right, well, I'm going to go Ronda Rousey purely because of the TMZ
video.
She's
not in it. She's not doing it.
No. This is the thing.
No.
The TMZ video that came out this week, obviously claiming that she's too busy doing a video now. The thing is, TMZ have released breaking news on behalf of the WWE before. So there's a bit of a link there. So I don't trust that as far as I can
throw
it.
Well, I'll just say, you know, and I know, when someone says, oh, no, we're not going to be there, that you expect them to be there.
Yeah.
Because that's how it works.
And also, how good of a moment would it be for her to come in, megastar in terms of film and, of course, the UFC? I think it'd be a landmark moment. Of course, at WrestleMania, my apologies. But the Women's Royal Rumble.
That's my best on commentary.
Yeah.
That's why she's on commentary.
That is exactly why she's on commentary, I think. And I think it's either she'll help her go over like she did at Mania, or she'll be there to try and help plug this as a momentous moment and everything. What did you say?
She's going to cost them a match. She's going to be like Sid and Hogan in 92. You're going to pull her out of the ring. Because Steph is the alpha woman.
Okay, so obviously Oscar, Ronda are leading the betting markets. Paige, for some reason, even though she's not in it. Becky Lynch is about 8-1 as it currently stands. The betting,
see,
obviously, has gone
based
with
on
Oscar.
Based on your theory that, you know, she's the only one on SmackDown, she's not a bad price there.
Yeah. I don't know if Becky versus Charlotte is a Mania-worthy match, but of course we'll wait and see. But in terms of the betting, obviously Oscar and Ronda are leading the way. Nia Jax is at 9-1 currently as it stands. Of course, we're recording this. We were planning on recording it on Wednesday. It's Friday afternoon now. But we're still getting it out there for you, so hopefully you'll enjoy it. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm more looking forward to the actual pacing and the mechanics of the match than I am the winner. Is that a bit bizarre, Rich?
No, I mean, as we saw from Raw, at least in SmackDown, they now have to throw each other over the top rope and not injure themselves. So that's good news. it's fascinating because we've never seen it before, and that's why it's interesting.
Yeah. All right, well, can I ask you for maybe potential two surprise wildcard picks? Maybe one realistic, maybe one out of the ordinary?
I'd be nice to see Bayley get some traction back. But, again, she's on the wrong brand for that, because you want her to face Charlotte, but Charlotte's a face. It's all a bit wrong. Charlotte shouldn't be a face. She's a flair, for crying out loud. I don't know. I'm looking at the list now and I'm thinking, there's no one there who you think is going to come out and win this as a surprise, apart from perhaps Ronda Rousey. So I think, sadly, it is a bit predictable. But they're always predictable Royal Rumbles. We all know who's going to win in the end.
I think it's sad that Nia Jax is probably going to be treated as, how are they going to get her over because of her sheer size, like the Big Show?
The Big Show. Well, that's what they do with Tamina as well. Maybe Tamina and Nia Jax will tussle on the ropes and then they'll all gang up and boot them all out.
This was something I mentioned in our how I'd book the Royal Rumble. I'd have Piper Niven, as she's known, come into the Rumble, obviously. And I'm going to sound rude here, but based on sheer size, her and Nia are probably very similar. And I think that in itself is a great image that I'd like to see in the middle of the match. So maybe we'll see the debut of her. Maybe we'll see plenty of NXT stars. I think the NXT stars that we need to have, if I'm telling you now, if the iconic duo aren't brought up, I'll be a bit mad and a bit furious. And if Nikki Cross isn't brought in, yeah, I quite well. I think is it Peyton, the one with the flower?
I don't know, they all look the same.
Wow, very rude, Richard. I think Nikki Cross needs to come up with it as well. I think is it Tainara, the Brazilian girl, is a bit early maybe for her.
And
we'll wait and see. I think
I can see why you're a fan.
Yeah, but there needs to be an iconic duo, and there needs to be Nikki Cross, I think, in this Rumble. Put in your legends if you want Lita or Trish or whoever. The Brie, I think both Brie sisters are going to be in it.
Bella sisters.
They're my favorite. The Cheat sisters. No, I think it's going to be interesting to see. But NXT wise, any major surprises you reckon?
No, I think the ones you've picked out there are the best ones to do it, aren't they? Because they've got experience. Well, certainly Nikki Cross has, hasn't she, around the world. And the iconic duo have been in NXT for a long time now. So it's not as if you're throwing someone up there just for a one-off who wouldn't be able to perform. So, yeah, maybe it depends on what happens with the title match as well. If Ember Moon loses, does she get a go at the Royal Rumble? I don't know.
Well, so I'm going to give you three picks. So your three picks are Oscar. You've gone for the other two of
Becky Lynch and Bayley. I don't think Ronda Rousey will be in it.
Okay, well, I'm going to go Rousey. My out there pick, that's a bit maybe more, that would be more feasible, would be Sasha Banks. We'll see. I don't know what sort of Mania package they'll put her in. And then my out there pick, because of the fact that she's in the announce team, and we saw it with Michael Cole. I'm going Stephanie McMahon, and I'm looking at certain places where you've found 10-1. I found it 25-1. I think that's well worth a pound, but of course, please gamble responsibly.
Where is she, 25-1?
Sky Bet, as it currently stands, but please make sure you gamble responsibly, and there are other bookmakers available. By the way, of course, we're going to be talking about the XFL. We're going to be talking a little bit about that, but we'll dive much more into that on Monday's podcast, but we will touch on it today. But that's coming obviously after the Rumble and everything else that we talked about. But you listen to Proper Sport does WWE. Moving on to the Men's Royal Rumble, Richard, I think this is a much, much, much harder race to call.
I'm still signing with Shinsuke Nakamura, but based on the thing that if Roman Reigns wins, he's going to get booed out of the building again in Philadelphia because they don't like him. Daniel Bryan is not going to be in it. I don't know why people think he will be. John Cena, perhaps. Maybe The Undertaker. We know he's back now, so he's not necessarily a surprise. He was there at Raw. on Monday. You just can't see anyone outside of the main names here having any kind of run in it. I don't know, when they put Braun Strowman in after the triple threat, you wouldn't think so, would you?
You're looking at Roman last year. He was in the Shark Cage match with Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho, and he came in at number 30.
Yeah. You just think Brock Lesnar's going to pin Kane, because that's always obvious. That's why Kane's in the match, keeps Braun strong.
Yeah.
Because obviously, even though he's not going to go on to WrestleMania Strowman, Lesnar will be to face Reigns somehow. So, it'd be great if Rusev won it.
Oh, how good would it be? I'm going to try and Rusev. Certain places have got him at 25-1. One of my picks that I would love for it is Cesaro. He's 33-1. Disgraceful! What a disgrace! But realistically, I think obviously Braun. There's definitely a good chance that Braun could be in it. Shinsuke, your favourite, is kind of a little bit expected, and maybe that'll set up obviously AJ Styles and one match.
You've got two world title matches there, haven't you, at Mania, where you've got the Lesnar Reigns match, which is meh.
And no one cares. We've seen it. Yeah. Well, we've sort of seen it. Well, no, we have seen it. WrestleMania 31, and admittedly, Seth came in and saved it. But I don't think anyone really wants it. And I understand the long-term booking of that. That's fine. Have a long-term plan, but realize that you might need to change things. Roman at 2-1 is baffling. Cena at 4-1, maybe. Dolph Ziggler 5-1. Now, I'd love Dolph to come back. I think what a great way to start rebooking him.
He's not going to headline WrestleMania, is he?
No. And if he does, we'll look back at this and we will laugh.
Yeah. No, I think you've got the Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar match, and then you've got AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura, for the, as we know, WrestleMania crowd. Hundreds of thousands of people come from all over the world, even though it doesn't fit 100,000 people in the arena. But all those people from all around the world, that's the kind of match they would want to see. You've got Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns for the people who just watch it casually, and that's for the hardcores.
Yeah. I think that's very well done. Looking at certain rumoured debuts, perhaps EC3 maybe, or as he was formerly known, Derek Bateman.
The only reason I don't see that is because I know he's been on TNA for ages.
Yeah, and he's been great.
But he's not that big a name or whatever as the likes of AJ Styles.
Yeah, he's not AJ Styles coming in at 2016, you know, where the world shook.
Yeah. So it's that kind of, even though people knew and probably knew he was going to debut there, it was still a great moment. Whereas you know EC3 is a bit meh, because they're going to give him a new name as well. You'd think anyway.
Probably yeah. Bobby Lashley is 16-1 in certain sites.
Yeah, he wouldn't be a surprise if he came in, would he?
He's huge, and I think Vince loves big men, doesn't he?
He does. He does.
I think Finn Balor would be a great shout to win it, given the story and everything. But I think Shinsuke is probably a safe bet. But it's the Rumble. If there's surprises, I think we'll be happy and we'll be able to review it. But if it's the previous maybe two Rumbles, don't get me wrong, Randy was a little bit of a surprise for me. But I don't know. They've not really been great, and they didn't learn from where they've gone wrong previously with not putting Daniel Bryan in, putting Roman over, and putting in Roman at 30. I think the Roman Rumble is certainly, the meme of it is ridiculous, and I think if they need to learn from it, and if they've not done it this time, well, maybe hashtag cancel WWE Network might trend again. Right. Richard, yeah, I want
Oh, yeah, sorry. No, you know, if they have surprises...
Yeah.
James Ellsworth, nailed on.
No, I don't see it. He's over on the East Shores currently. He is. He's touring with, I think, some of the Progress stars as well. So I'm not too sure. But, mate, hey, plenty of time between now and Sunday to get a flight over. We'll wait and see. Richard, I want your realistic pick, a bit of a wild card pick, and your absolutely outlandish, ridiculous pick.
Nakamura, Cena, Rusev.
Right, fair enough. I'm going to go Cena as my pretty nailed on pick, because I think they might do something there. My not out of the ordinary but would be surprising one, My ridiculous and out of the realms of possibility pick, and the fact that people are still betting for this is ridiculous, but imagine if it happened, right? You're counting down to number 15 or whoever. You know, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. If that ever happened, it would be
bobbering time.
It would be insane, but the fact is, it's not going to happen.
Well, you know what they're going to do?
Go on.
They're going to play that music and Dolph Ziggler comes out and everyone goes, boom.
Oh, it would be perfect. What a way to rebrand himself. Just, you know, keep up doing the ridiculous same other people's entrances. No, I think, obviously, I'd love CM Punk to come back. And at 50-1, people are backing him in, so people are hoping for it. I, too, would hope for it. We'll wait and see. I think that's more realistic than Kenny Omega coming over. But,
well, of course. Do you want some stats?
Hit me with the stats.
You can bet on which band of numbers the winner of the Royal Rumble comes into. So 1 to 5, 6 to 10 or whatever.
I think, am I right in saying like maybe 25 to 30 is the most odds-on favourite?
Yes, because if you look at the history, I'm just trying to count the numbers, there's about been 6 or 7 winners come from that last 5. Of course, there was a Royal Rumble with 40 people in, so you get rid of that, and the first Royal Rumble had 20 in, so you get rid of that. So in 28 Royal Rumbles, then 7 have come from that to last a bit. 20 to 25 would be an interesting one as well. 21 to 25 is 4 to 1. That would be an interesting one. The likes of one from there, Randy Orton a couple of years ago, or last year even, as we mentioned. Hulk Hogan, The Rock, Triple H, Sheamus, who I'd completely forgotten had won the Royal Rumble. But there you go. And the other one to look at, of course, is numbers 1 to 5, because surprisingly, that's third in the betting, because a lot of people have won from there. In fact, 6 have won from there. 2 have won from number 1. Can you name them, 2 people?
I can name Chris Benoit and Shawn Michaels, but the WWE will only account the latter.
Well, yes. So does that mean Mr. McMahon won it from number 2, but he cheated?
Ah, fair enough. Right, so the Rumble, we're very, very, very excited for it. Of course, there's the Universal title going on. There's the WWE title. I think we don't really need to say too much more for that. If you do need to want to get our thoughts on that, maybe you listen to last week's the last episode of Proper Sport does WWE, of course. Brock versus Braun and Kane. AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. And then there's going to be the tag titles. Both of them are up for grabs. It's the Champions Club of Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan versus Cesaro and Sheamus. And the Usos, wow, cheers, Richard. Versus Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin. But we'll wait and see what happens there. Then, the previous night, of course, we're going to be seeing NXT TakeOver. The last one, of course, War Games, was superb. I think the hype for this one, of course, is just it carries over because it's a TakeOver. I think the main match everyone's looking forward to isn't the title match. No offense, Andre de Chian Almas and Johnny Gargano, Johnny Wrestling. I think it's Black versus Cole in an Extreme Rules match. This should be an absolute Stonewall classic, shouldn't it, Richard?
It should be another great event, won't it? Because I don't think there's been a bad takeover so far, has they, in the history of NXT? So it should be another fun night of action.
Yeah, I don't think there's been a bad one yet. Ember Moon's taking on Shayna Baszler.
Well, that's a fascinating one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because Shayna Baszler almost has to win because she beats everyone up. So it would be unrealistic if she didn't beat up Ember Moon.
I think maybe this is the time to turn Ember heel, maybe. Be one of them shady champions. I think it'd make both of them obviously be interesting going forward. Cassius Ohno versus Velveteen Dream was confirmed a couple of days ago during a conference call by the Tripster, Triple H. But we've got, of course, Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly, the Undisputed Era, versus the Authors of Pain. Again, the tag team division of NXT just killing it.
Indeed. So it should be another good... And again, you've only got 5 matches, so it's not going to have too little time to give them what they need, and you're not going to have ridiculously short matches just to because you've put them on the card in the first place for no apparent reason.
Exactly. I agree with that. And finally, Richard, we're going to have to touch on the big news about the XFL. We will go delve into much more detail of it on Monday when we review the Rumble. But Vince McMahon just doesn't like failing, does he?
No. We all watch Raw 25, and we'll probably talk more about this on Monday. I'll just try to ignore it completely. Vince looked very old. Vince looked like he'd aged a lot.
Well, it happens to all of us, Richard.
I know. But it's very odd. Why is it coming back? I blame Donald Trump. We have to get a TV deal for a start.
Well, this is the thing. I actually listened to
the logo.
I listened to the full thing, the full press conference, and he was saying that we're going to look into avenues and everything. We haven't really got a deal at the moment, but you know, there is interest. Are you going to stream it and everything like that? Obviously, in the modern marketplace, you'd expect that. I don't know why he's doing it.
The strange thing is, there's been many attempts at a secondary American football league.
Well, there's college football, but there's college football. Yeah. There's all sorts of other football.
In outside of the season, there's nothing. There's nothing in the spring and summer. So it's an obvious place to stick something, but it will always look second. It'll always be classed as second rate. So it's going to be interesting to see how they change things. Possibly one of the rules will be that you have to stand for the national anthem, because I'm sure the president will agree with
this. Is what he's been saying.
Yeah.
Vince
is Vince, and it's interesting that he's described it as family friendly. So I don't think we're going to have cheerleaders going into the locker rooms with the players during the games and stuff, whatever. So I'm sure it's going to be it will be interesting. There's nothing that Vince does that isn't interesting.
Okay, well, we'll discuss that further on Monday. Richard, thank you very much for joining me. The Rumble.
No problem.
We're going to be watching it, and we're very excited. Until then, until Monday, everyone, have yourself a lovely weekend. And remember the Rumble, or Rumble for All, whatever the catchphrase is from WWE. Have yourself a lovely weekend, everyone. Lovely weekend, everyone. Lovely weekend, everyone.